It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. This past weekend saw protests, marches, and music to call for justice for Elijah McClain, the 23-year-old black man killed in an encounter with Aurora police last August. Thousands of people rallied Saturday afternoon and marched onto Interstate 225, forcing police to close the freeway for an hour. Music accompanied protesters in a park that evening as Ashanti Floyd and Lee England Jr. led a vigil for McClain, who played his violin at an animal shelter. Nearby, police forced musicians and protesters out after they said some were throwing rocks and bottles at police. Student athletes in some school districts have resumed training workouts, but with strict health precautions. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Jefferson County, Boulder, Douglas County, and the Roaring Fork are among the districts developing a phased-in return to sports. County health departments have reviewed school plans. In some districts, formal practices may begin in August. Workouts must be socially distanced, take place outside, and schools must screen for coronavirus symptoms before each practice. CHASA, high school sports governing body, recently announced fall sports can resume on their scheduled start dates. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
An environmental group is launching a campaign in Colorado to try to require that new houses be built with solar panels. California is the only state that currently has such a rule, which went into effect this year. Hannah Colazzo is the director of Environment Colorado.
By creating a direct path for every new home to include this essential resource, Colorado will be able to make a big contribution towards combating climate change and making our state healthier.
The Pew Research Center finds 46% of homeowners have thought about adding solar panels to their homes. This is CPR News.